pages 16 and 17. Junior Detective. Mystery at the Ice Palace. The atmosphere is very tense at the Ice Palace. Ice Sun, the famous sculpture by the great artist Hardy Stone, has disappeared. In an hour, the president of the country and all the guests are arriving for the inauguration of the exhibition. The victim. Director. The director.
I'm sure the statue was in its place at 7 a.m, but at 7:30 a.m. it was missing. It's dreadful. The Ice Sun was the most important sculpture in our exhibition. I'm really upset.
The witnesses. Luke Allott, the security guard.
I don't understand it. Nobody could come in or go out of the palace without me seeing them. I checked the videos on all the cameras from 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. There was no sign of a thief.
Bienvenido, welcome. The receptionist.
I arrived at 7 a.m. Everything was in its place. I had a nice hot coffee, and I gave a big mug of coffee to Peter just before he started work.
Ivor Hammer, the works manager.
An ice sculpture? Ugh. I prefer working with wood or metal. Between 7 a.m. and 7:30 a.m, I was trying to break a lock for the assistant director. She was stuck in her bathroom.
The suspects. Al Current, the electrician.
This morning I checked the cooling systems in the exhibition room. The temperature has to be cold so that the sculptures don't melt.
Robbie Rose, the gardener.
I started clearing the snow away at 7 a.m. so that the guests could get in. My goodness, it's cold outside. Oh.
Segunda Boss, Assistant Director.
The disappearance of the statue is a disaster. I got here at around 7 o'clock and I got stuck in the bathroom because the lock was broken. Fortunately, I had my mobile phone on me and so I could phone Ivor.
Peter Proper, the head cleaner.
I cleaned the big room for the last time at around 7:05 a.m., but I didn't see anything strange.
Question: Who stole the Ice Sun sculpture? Junior Detective. Solution. Who stole the Ice Sun sculpture? Al Current is lying. He wasn't checking the cooling systems. He was having a snowball fight with Robbie. You can see him on the security camera. He's lying because he wasn't working. But he's innocent. Robbie Rose is lying too. He wasn't clearing away the snow. He was having a snowball fight with Al Current. So he's innocent. Segunda Boss is telling the truth. She really was stuck in the bathroom because Ivor had to get her out. So she's innocent. Peter Proper had a very hot coffee. His mug is in the place where the statue was. He is the culprit. But he didn't steal the statue. He melted it by putting his very hot mug too close to it. The Ice Sun became a puddle.